big utilities and little renewable energy companies. This is the Environment Report. I'm Kate Wells. I'm sitting in for Rebecca Williams. And I need to talk to you for a minute about a really complicated law with a truly terrible name, PURPA. I had never heard of this law until Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton made me listen to her talk about it. And basically what I have gotten from Tracy is that this law says, okay, look, big utility companies like DTE and Consumers Energy, they have to buy electricity from green energy companies like wind and solar farms. Do I kind of have that, Trace?
You have it partly right. They only have to buy it if it's as cheap or cheaper as the electricity that Consumers or DTE is already producing for their customers. And you're right. A lot of people haven't heard of this PURPA bill. It stands for the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act. And the reason they passed it back in 1978 is because Congress wanted to get us away from using so much coal, and they wanted to give smaller green energy companies a fighting chance. But now, Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg says, we don't need this law anymore. We're already using diverse energy sources.
And I'm guessing that Consumers Energy is a big fan of this.
They are, in fact, in favor of modernizing PURPA. They say, hey, if we get rid of this, we can lower your electric bills. We can create more jobs. But the renewable energy companies are like saying, PURPA is what gives us a chance to do what we do. And if you get rid of PURPA, you're going to get rid of us.
If we did get rid of this law, could we get lower energy bills?
I tried to get Consumers Energy to explain why they feel that is so. And I should note that they are a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. I spoke to spokeswoman Katie Carey, and she says, yes, this law is making things more expensive for your basic Jane Smith customer.
PURPA is an outdated policy that is causing our customers to pay around 30 to 50% over market value for energy.
Okay, so Carrie is making it sound like your whole bill is 30 to 50% higher because of this law. So a couple things here. That's not really what she's saying. She's talking about the small portion of your bill that pays for renewable energy. And number two, what she's doing here is she's comparing what consumer spends on renewable energy to what it could buy on the open market. So what's in the open market right now? A lot of cheap natural gas, a fossil fuel, what PURPA is designed to get us away from. And on top of that, wind and solar are getting cheaper all the time. So in the long run, and we're talking the near long run, analysts say buying renewables is going to lower our monthly bills.
Okay, so the cost of this thing is still debatable. But Consumers Energy and DT at the same time, we've seen them in the news. They're getting all this praise for committing to reducing greenhouse gases. Consumers is saying that it's going to cut greenhouse gases by 80% by 2040. And that seems like this really good argument for these companies that they're going to be getting greener anyways. We don't need this old federal regulation to make them do what they're already doing.
Sure. Environmentalists I've talked to are really thrilled with the announcement. They're saying, good job, consumers. Good job, DTE. Yay, go. But here's the thing. 2040, that's a long ways off. And the utilities move fairly slowly compared to these smaller companies.
So what happens now? Where do we go from here?
Tim Walberg's bill is going before a subcommittee on energy. And if there is a hearing, we don't know for sure if there's going to be a hearing. But if there is, there's going to be some pretty heated testimony.
Tracy Samuelton, thank you so much. That's the Environment Report. I'm Kate Wells.